National HIV Testing Day is June 27, 2012. On June 26th, the Department of Health and Human Services hosted a webinar entitled HIV Testing for an AIDS-Free Generation.
And from an online question we got for SAMHSA, given the potential mental health needs of those who test HIV positive, what is SAMHSA doing for its grantees and what services or resources do you have available? Could we ask Dr. Youngman to respond?
Sure, I'd be happy to respond. SAMHSA is committed and dedicated to promoting wellness and reducing the impact of mental and substance use disorders on America's communities. So our grant programs and our technical assistance opportunities are focused on people who are most at need, including those who are most at risk for living with HIV/AIDS. We have a number of grant programs that help to provide them with access to receiving appropriate behavioral health services. And that's including, by the way, responding to one of the gentleman's earlier questions. Many of them are targeted toward minority communities and ethnic groups that are at the highest risk for HIV. So even our education programs encourage increasing protective factors, which are things like feeling a part of the community, having family, having friends, focusing on wellness, and reducing risk factors, and that's including things like having unprotected sex. And for those groups that are having unprotected sex and having high risk factors, we encourage HIV testing for those who are at higher risk.